If your habit on election night in Anchorage was to roll down to the Egan Center and watch the returns projected huge onto the wall, forget about it. The Alaska Division of Elections has discontinued Election Central due to budget constraints, but you don't have to weep or cheer at home alone. APRN's Liz Ruskin tells us who is going to be where on election night.
Across America, we are sorting ourselves into silos. More and more, Republicans and Democrats associate with their own kind. So it goes, too, with election night in Anchorage, now that there's no state-sponsored neutral zone. The Republican Party plans its shindig at the top of the world at the Hilton Hotel on 3rd Avenue. The Democrats will be partying three blocks away at Willowa at 6th and F. The Trump-Pence campaign will be right across the street at Flat Top Pizza. Senator Lisa Murkowski's people will be at the 49th State Brewing Company, and challenger Joe Miller's folks will be in the conference room at Davis Constructors. Senate candidate Margaret Stock, in keeping with her independent billing, plans to shuttle between the Republicans at the Hilton and the Democrats at the Willowa. If you want nonpartisan, one option is the Beartooth Theater Pub on Spinard Road. General Manager Stephanie Johnson says with the Egan Center dark on election night, they sensed a void.
The more we thought about it, the more we thought that we might be able to be a really nice, inviting, neutral place for people from all over the community.
The Beartooth is inviting campaigns and their supporters, politicos, and the politically curious to mingle over beer. Word to the wise, the event announcement says courteous behavior is expected. Johnson says she doesn't foresee any trouble.
I would put it on the same level of our concern when we host the Super Bowl. We know that people have deep-rooted passions and feelings about who wins, but in the end, you know, we're all in it together.
If this election doesn't drive you to drink, it might prod you to prayer.
This election season has been kind of rough for all of us, and so we're doing something to counteract that.
That's Reverend Rachel Simpson of Unity of Anchorage, issuing an invite on YouTube to her church on East 68th Street. On Election Day, Unity is holding a nonpartisan prayer vigil.
On the hour, every hour, our prayers will be led by different faith leaders from the area.
To maintain neutrality, Simpson says no political content will be permitted beyond the I voted sticker. The vigil is planned for the entire time polls are open in Alaska, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Reporting from Anchorage, I'm Liz Ruskin.